The headlines on Al Jazeera. Russia's foreign minister says that the country doesn't want war with Ukraine, but the Kremlin won't allow its interests to be ignored. Sergei Lavrov was speaking after the US warned that a Russian invasion was a distinct possibility.
There won't be a war as far as it depends on the Russian Federation. We don't want a war, but we won't let our interests be rudely trampled on and ignored. The US has rejected all the Russian security proposals for the last 2 or 3 years. Now they're putting the same things on the table. In other words, they're borrowing from recent Russian initiatives. This is something, at least.
Belarusian and Russian troops will conduct joint military drills next month. Russia's been deploying extra troops and fighter jets to Belarus. In a national address, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said that hundreds of thousands of Russian troops were ready to defend the country.
So will there be war or not? Yes, there will be, but only in two cases. If direct aggression is committed against Belarus, if a hot war is unleashed against our Belarus. And the second possibility for war to happen and for Belarus to take part in is if our ally, the Russian Federation, is directly attacked, if the same aggression is committed against the territory of the Russian Federation.
West African leaders will be holding a virtual emergency meeting after the military coup in Burkina Faso. The regional bloc ECOWAS has condemned the takeover, but the military leader says there'll only be a return to what he calls constitutional order when conditions are right. China's foreign ministry says that the UN human rights chief is welcome to visit Xinjiang, but not to officially investigate. Rights groups have accused China of widespread abuses against Uyghur Muslims, including torture and forced labor. The foreign ministry spokesperson says the commissioner can visit after the Beijing Olympics. North Korea has confirmed that it test-fired a series of ballistic missiles on Thursday. Pyongyang has carried out 6 launches this month in defiance of the UN Security Council. Leader Kim Jong-un was seen at a factory that state media says helps to manufacture missiles.